watching this, my favorite podcast with DJ Payne and Ritter. I forgot the sick name. It's called the At Odds podcast. I love this podcast, by the way. So anyway, they're talking about J. Cole's apology. It's funny because Ritter, he's on there, but remember, Hobson dissed the fuck out of him and he apologized. Did y'all call Hobson a week for apologizing? Mind you, and Hobson was known for just dissing out of nowhere. Right? And I remember Beanie Singles apologized for dissing Jay-Z. You want to call him soft? Like, the fact that we live in and you won't forget, hip-hop is 50 years old, okay? It's 50. You know? You're like, well, how you feel about J. Cole apologizing? I made a funny and said, that fool soft, man. Kendrick killed him. That's me being funny. Me being real, that's some big man shit to do. Okay? If it wasn't, if it didn't sit well in his heart, why do it? And again, fans love to fucking spark shit. Cause they really want to see something. Like they're like kids. These are like, they're kids. Look in the comments, they're like kids. Grown adults. Acting like kids. You see them. And you sit there and it's like, okay, what is the motive for that? You just want to see Kendrick, Cole, and Drake go at it, man. Yeah, dog. And you can tell we didn't really feel it. Look at the diss track. Okay, when you listen to it, when I go back and I listen to it, because I listen to it multiple times, when I listen to it the fourth time, he didn't really feel like doing it. It's like he was pressured to do it. And even fans say, it's like someone put a gun to his head. Yeah, you fans did it. He didn't want to do it, but he felt pressured to do it. And the thing about fans, y'all hate when us rappers think for ourselves. It's always you first. I mean, to an extent, but goddamn, when something doesn't sit right, doesn't feel right to our core, and we don't do it, why the fuck would you get pissed? You want us to be fake? How the fuck the coach would be about keeping it real to yourself, be real for yourself, yet you got niggas want you to step out of your character to entertain them? If anything, it's more of a Kendrick and Drake beef than a J. Cole. You just let him in because he's part of Big Three. And like I told you, all these corny rappers are using that for attention. We get that. Because it was every fucking time. But those are bars, bro. But look, in your song, you said it'll be a cold day for I apologize. Were you dissing Cole? I was just using that as a fucking moment. No diss to Cole. That was just raps. That was just bars. That was just me just talking my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing Cole, but see, that's the thing. Why do you think, like right now, why do you think that, this is a snippet. Why do you think that got a lot of fucking plays? Not because the beat, because of that one line. Because that's what people are doing. You're making fun of Cole for attention. Now me, I just did it because I hear it so much that I just said it. Ain't like I'm sitting over here. It's on SoundCloud, it's not like I put it out there as a single, because niggas, as soon as J. Cole made that apology, niggas dissed him for that night, and then just shot a bunch of singles dissing that man. I didn't fucking do shit. I just sit there and just watch these motherfuckers be off the fucking, like I said, even my wife said that shit. It's old. He apologized. We get it, but y'all fans are even more soft. Because when rappers say shit that's too mean or too offensive, what do you motherfuckers do? Y'all on Twitter, on social media, he should apologize. Man, the fuck, you're on Billie Eilish's head because she was asking why these fucking influencers, TikTok influencers, are at a fucking prestigious ass motherfucking place. And this motherfucking Billie Eilish fan got ass hurt because Billie Eilish said that, try to go viral off of the fact that his idol did not really recognize him as a fucking talent. Bitch, you don't sing. You're a fucking, all you do is pluck your fucking phone and just talk shit and have takes. It doesn't take talent. Anyone can do that. But the Iris has talent. He can fucking sing. You can't. So because your idol didn't come up to you and embrace you, because you got fans who are so obsessed and want their hero to embrace them so much, Like, nigga, no. You don't know you. Like, you know of me. You don't know me. So if I'm seeing, like, that's weird. That's like if I'm in a hip-hop conference or a hip-hop type of space, and if someone's a fan of mine, that's a fucking, let's just say anime. I like anime, but I'm like, damn, watch this dude over here in the anime. And keep in mind, he couldn't even understand what the fuck Billie Eilish was fucking saying. He just assumed that's what the fuck she said, just so he could have a viral moment. You see how desperate fans are like that? So anyway, everyone's telling Billie Eilish to apologize, which proves my point. Fans are soft. Hell, better yet, y'all should apologize to fucking J. Cole. How the fuck you sit there and call and say he folded, then when he says a bar that's completely out of pocket and they rap beef, he should apologize for what he said. He has all these, you know, gay slurs in his fucking music. Like, you, like, seriously, that's how these motherfuckers are. Like, you can't sit there and want an artist to go all out in a rap battle means no hard bars. It's like y'all think like how WWE was in the PG era. You want this, but then when it's too much, you fold. Nah, you went too far with that one, man. You went too far. Let's be real with you. These rappers are like 40 years old, 50 years old. You want them to do like shit that they did in their fucking goddamn 20s. Nigga, shut up. Niggas are grown. Every rapper that you see is grown. And I do agree with one thing with Ritter said that was so. Every single rap beef. You ever notice that every rap beef was triggered by something? There was nothing that was really triggered by this besides a couple of sub-disses. It wasn't like no big thing like no Vaseline, which hurt because it's like, you know, of money and shit like that and betrayal. It wasn't like Tupac hit him up when Tupac thought that Biggie and Pac set him up, that Biggie and Puffy set him up. Well, look at the allegations, you probably might think it's true. And he pissed off one of the whole tirade to Biggie. Like I told you, y'all, if Tupac would have, like that song, you know, Why You Wanna Turn On Me? When he went, when that fool Tupac went crazy on Wendy Williams, calling her a fat bitch, you fat bitch, you fat hoe. You can best believe if Tupac or any rapper would have came out, if Tupac would have came out with that song, Why You Turning On Me, in 2024, y'all would call that nigga fatphobic. I don't even see what the fuck is going on. So I'm like, bro, what are we doing? So you can't say we want rappers. You gotta, come on, rappers. Y'all motherfuckers are too soft yourselves. I'ma just keep it like that. I'm around, cause I'm around, so I'm just saying, y'all niggas soft yourself. You know what I mean? I don't even see how.